ओम शांति। और शैल वी से ओम शक्ति। ओम ट्रूथ। आई हैव जस्ट कम फ्रॉम पांडव भवन एंड आई थॉट दैट somebody was conducting meditation, but anyway Baba said that you are sitting with the power of truth and conducting the truth was conducting the meditation. Yeah, truth is greatness. This is what Baba said. But what is truth? Truth makes us great with the greatness of its power. Truth is eternal. Truth is simple. Truth is unchangeable, constant. Where there is truth, there is sovereignty, there is fearlessness, stability, strength. And at the same time, great joy, lightness, harmony and happiness. Truth. The moment we just think of truth, the inner power is in action. Truth is powerful, but it acts in gentleness. False is forceful, works with force and creates fear in others and expresses itself through harshness, roughness. When the truth is there, truth may touch and sometimes it's the feeling that it has touched you, which you might feel it hurt you. But in fact, truth does not hurt, it heals. The pressure comes just like those who have the acupuncture, it is called, or some special kind of point they press, massage the back or whatever, and they put the pressure, and it looks it's pain, but it activates the energy for healing. In the same way, it is when the truth touches the heart, sometimes it looks pressure and it looks that it's, I cannot bear, it's so painful. But the result is when I accept the truth, the healing starts. The moment I avoid, I ignore, or I try to prove that you are not right, I make excuses, it means the point is not being pressed. I am not allowing myself to be healed. This is what Baba said today, that if anything happens, tell with honesty. The more you hide it, if any mistake is there or any situation, from the truth, the weaknesses will increase. And when truth is accepted, the weaknesses, sickness will decreased, destroyed, dispelled. Not only just healed, it's dispelled. It is just that not even a trace remains, you become healthy. There's no place to come back again because the power of truth does not allow that weakness to come again. Truth is great. So what is truth? The definition of truth is unchangeable. What it is, that is constant. Day before yesterday, Baba spoke about once you understand, when you have the truth, with truthfulness, with your true heart, you please the Lord. But you understand the secrets of truth. And so, the soul, the self, in its original form, in its original nature, in its original personality, in its real built-in system, is truth. And so in that consciousness, I, the soul, the moment I realize this point, I touch this point, and I be that point, I am able to catch the truth of myself as well as of others. Whenever there is fear, or there is reaction, or there is the desire to get something, what does it prove? That I have left the throne of truth. I'm not actually on that point. The truth is still there, but I have moved away from that. And so what has happened? It is truth is covered by other things and I am seeing only which is outwardly, which is visible outside, but inside I still, and voice comes, why it is like that? I'm speaking and I'm thinking about it. As I'm speaking, a thought is coming in my mind that even those who are, they know that they are not true, but they try to prove the falsehood. I am true. I'm speaking truth. This is true. Why is it so? The real truth is still so powerful that even in falsehood, the real truth does not want to let go of it. But then falsehood have just taken that seat and says, I am truth. But it is the reality all the time. Now when I am aware, I, the soul, a tiny dot, this is the first truth that makes me great. I am a point of light. I am a pure soul. I am a peaceful soul. What is the feeling? When I recognize, I realize, I accept this, I practice this, I lose the fear of falsehood. I am light, I don't have the fear of falsehood, of darkness. I am light. And so anything which wants to cover me in this darkness cannot influence me. So it is the light of knowledge, because I, the soul, am knowledge able. I am able to use the knowledge now. And it is when I know the self, I say, I know the truth. But when I know, then I have the authority and I know the truth. The ability comes, the might comes, the greatness comes with the true knowledge of the self. Then I am a soul. This is the truth. This is another, the secret of the soul, that it's tiny dot, and when it is beyond the influence of matter, the truth works. It expresses, it activates. I am peaceful. Then I love myself, the truth, the power within me. That is the strength of purity, peace, love in the soul. And these are the true qualities which are always there. Even they are mixed and influenced by falsehood, but then the in the influence of falsehood, truth does not want to lose its identity, its existence, does not want to lose its existence. And the battle starts. And then truth and falsehood begin to fight. Because truth wants to maintain its power. And so, the truth of the self is greatness. Truthfulness is, it's full knowledge about myself. So then I don't have fear, because I'm immortal. I'm eternal. This is the power of truth. Again, this is the power. And as a soul, with all these qualities within me, what do I need? There's no desire anymore. But it's automatically the soul feels its connection with the truth, with the Supreme Soul. And so in its original form, I am truth. So I am pure. So truth means there's no influence on it. There's no mixture in it. It has neither any influence nor any mixture. It means, in other words, purity is greatness, the me that is free from pollution. And so it means that that intensity of my original self is the greatness, the power within me. If anything which is concentrated, it has power. You have butter and you mix something else in it, the power has decreased. You have oil, you mix water in it, the power is decreased. You have petrol, you mix other something in, it can cause problems, the power will decrease. Anything when it is mixed, the power is reduced. Means, why it is not reduced, in other words, it is the power is polluted, it is gone into other thing. And so it is just like covered by that, and so I am not able to see. And the action, reaction is changed, effect is changed, and that becomes a falsehood. So as the soul in its soul consciousness, I am conscious. And conscious means that I'm in action. Those qualities are in action. Then the second truth is that God is truth. And so, and this truth means constantly benevolent. Truth always brings benefit. And the beauty of the truth is, it's very simple. In truth, there's no complication. It's we human beings make even introduction of God complicated. And so there's so much mixture about the ideas of God that people could not recognize the truth. When it's many mixtures are there, then it becomes difficult to recognize the truth, and this has happened. And so this is why God Himself then speaks about Himself the truth. And so then relationship with God, that I, the soul, am child of God. So this is the inner, the power, then means this brings not only just the greatness in me, but it is the greatness of the Almighty, the might. Then the influence of falsehood that had influenced me, I am able to destroy it. So I am able to conquer or remove the falsehood from me. So this truth are the soul with the Supreme Soul, then it creates harmony in me. Because when I recognize that I am an eternal being, child of God, And so God is ever pure, ever benevolent, ever loveful, ever blissful, ever merciful, purifier. So I also have this power in me that I can, with His connection, I can purify myself. So it's a realization. So it is Supreme Truth gives me realization of what kind of falsehood had influenced me. Otherwise, I thought I was true. Whatever I was doing, that was right. It was not truth completely, but truth changed into right. It's right. Whatever we are doing, it's right. That is what it is supposed to happen. On the path of devotion, we thought it was right to be attached to each other. It was right to be, otherwise you are in a family, how can you live a pure life? It's right to indulge in vices. I am a mother, how can it be that I don't have emotions and I don't have attachment? I am father, how can it not be that I am not authority, I am not controlling my creation? I am boss. So I became conscious of the role that was not me. So the influence on the soul of role consciousness reduced my power. The greatness. I wanted to be great, but I lost my greatness. I became authority, but I lost the greatness that was ruling the hearts of others. So the truth that I was feeling changed only into head. So there was not that truthful, that honest heart. Sachi dil, what Baba used, honest heart, truthful heart. The feeling changed. And so I want to be full, but then it was the feeling of having the authority rather than greatness. Not authority on the self, authority on of others. So outwardly it was authority, but what happened? Greatness reduced. Just like now, minister's position is great, prime minister, president, position is great, authority is there. But there is difference between having the authority by having a position and the greatness by having the pure divine personality. So greatness is through values, through virtues. But here if I want to rule and control the actions of others, what is happening? I cannot make the heart happy because the virtues only rule the heart and make the heart of happy others. So when my discipline, if I have a position, with virtues are there, then actions and heart both are ruled. Then there's the power in both. Then they have action, but the virtues that I am dealing with have the power, the greatness, because then if the virtues are helping them to make their action great, and that greatness is ruling the heart of others, so then they are pleased, and I am also pleased if I have a position. I don't have a fear of opposition then. So there's a difference between the greatness of the deities, the greatness of the holy people, the greatness of the saints, or the position and high power of the present situation as a politician. So both are great because the great power of the whole, ruling power of the whole country. But what is important, what makes it is truth that there is true, that position is there to rule. But greatness comes only when the qualities of the soul are also expressing in interaction. And that's why Baba says, in connection, in relationship, the truth be the embodiment of truth. So when I am the embodiment of truth, that greatness means I don't have to prove that. The truth does not need to prove that I am great. It's automatically, it is self-proved because others experience this. So others are acknowledging through their experience. Fire does not need to prove that it burns. The sun does not need to prove that I am light. The air does not need to prove it's fresh and cool. So just like the natural qualities of nature is truth in it. So there it is, the natural laws of nature in matter, that is also truth. So the soul is truth. God is the supreme truth in a connection because God is not influenced. This is why the supreme truth. And nature is also truth. Nature in its natural beauty is great. And it inspires others. So greatness means which inspires others. And even now, when we see there is not pollution, natural beauty is there, and in every element, the earth, part of mountain, it's the stability of these mountains, the peak of the mountain, it's the beauty, the strength in nature, the depth of the ocean and coolness of the ocean, freshness of the air. So these are also the qualities in nature. So when I, the soul, expressing myself through the nature, understanding the laws of nature and understanding the laws of spirituality, that harmony brings greatness in us. That is greatness. A seed has the potential. It will grow. But it accepts the influence of the earth, the water, takes the support. But it keeps the balance. It goes above the earth. And then we can see the truth of that particular seed. It is glorified. It's not only remaining in the soil, but it grows up, goes higher and higher, It took the support of the earth, but above. In the same way, my greatness that Baba is teaching us is that the greatness in you is that you are a soul. You play the role through the body. But don't be possessive. Don't be conscious of the body. So have the understanding. And then you express your qualities. You took all the power, but then you give back all the power. So it's like a seed. It's growing. It took the water. And then it's the tree that is then creating water. It's all the trees. When the trees are cut off, what happens? The area becomes dry. It has taken, it has given back. That's the greatness. Greatness is that you receive in order to give a lot. This is what Baba says, it was on Sunday's Murli, you are Levata, you take from everything from Baba. But then is to give. And so then you become the embodiment of truth. So then now, this awareness that I as a soul in my qualities am truth, as I play the role with matter, because in its original form, nature is also truth. When I begin to think myself matter, my power is transferred in it, and the matter is not able to think. Its qualities, it doesn't think. And so what happened? Because it does not have the thinking, it does not have the feelings. And it does not have the feeling, it does not have the compassion. It does not have a compassion, it is merciless. And I adopt the quality of that. And I say, truly, I feel angry. What can I do? It's truth. I react. I am angry. I am upset. Why are people so merciless? So like, no feeling for anything. Ruthless. It's so harsh. The moment I begin to identify myself with matter, so matter is truth. But if I say I am so and so, the form of the body, the power is lost. And I adopt the power of other thing, so something which is me, but I say I am this, it means falsehood, no? So now I adopt the quality, and then I don't feel pain of others. People kill each other. And there's no feeling. On one side there's the quality in it. For example, the water is refreshing. It's very cool. The fire is the energy. It makes everything function. It destroys the germs and it gives the power to activate everything. Fire, I can cook food with fire and I get satisfaction that it is helping me. But the fire does not have the feelings that I am burning her hand. I put my hand by mistake. The fire burns somebody's house, does not have mercy. Does not have the feeling. And so we lost the feelings. The real feeling of love, the real feeling of mercy. And so the nature reacts because we try to take away the truth of nature itself and we say, I am this. And so for a long time this has been happening and nature is asking God, questioning, why these true beings are not giving freedom to the matter. And so we be soul conscious. To be soul conscious. So what is the answer? What should I reply the elements? The elements also want freedom. The elements are asking. The nature is asking. And so, truth in my attitude, truth in my thoughts, truth in my feelings, truth in my vision, truth in my behavior, that is what makes us great. So then there's freedom in nature as well, so yet in harmony. It's a law that I can express. This is the secret that I am a soul. I express with nature, through nature, but I am not this. So means, in very simple words, body consciousness is the root of all suffering. And ignorance is the root of all suffering. So here I take the support and yet I keep myself separate from it. Like a seed takes the support of the earth, superior support of water, but it's above. And so this is what we need, the practice of truth in action. Then I am not displeasing nature. My nature is not to displease my disheartened, because I feel my own value and I feel the value of nature and I feel the greatness of God. Then, with this truth, with happy heart, my actions are such that I please the Lord. Disheartened I become because I misuse the laws, I disobey the laws of nature. I disobey the laws of my own truth. And so this is what here. Performing great action in soul consciousness, understanding, so what is then what makes me the great? The actions make me great in this unlimited play. Playing the role in unlimited drama, playing the role with great qualities makes us great. So then we become detached observer of the drama. Even drama tries to shake, but I am not shaken. That's only the story. Drama is the story. But I am the actor. And so, the laws of nature and the laws of spirituality in action are in harmony, that makes us great. So I'm understanding the laws of nature, I'm understanding the laws of spirituality, and I'm keeping my connection with the Supreme Truth. Makes our action elevated. So harmony in thoughts, in words, in actions, in connections, in relationships. And seeing the nature has also as the time. So time is asking God, is the time to change? So it is now the time, the age of truth, when nature gets freedom, I get freedom, and God also is free. When all three are in free, God does not have to work there. Complete freedom in the world of silence. Then it is the age of truth, the time of truth. Golden age is called Sat Yug, the age of truth, the time of truth. So time is waiting, is asking, when I am going to come. This golden age is going to come. The time is asking. It's ready, it's time to come. The golden age is to come. It's waiting, the golden age is waiting, the time is waiting. So Baba says, it's not right that you say wait. I have to be ready. So then, this truth, I need to make myself free from the rust, from dust, and from alloy. Rust does not attract the needle, the magnet does not allow the attraction to the magnet. The magnet has the power, but the rust does not allow. It becomes a hindrance in attraction towards the needle, to the magnet. And Baba the magnet wants to attract me. But rust does not allow to bring that power in me. And what is the reason? Rusty things becomes only when it is not in action. Rust is collected when the needle is not in action. The nail is not in action. The object is not in action. It becomes rusty. And alloy is mixture. So we have both. We have the mixture of the opinion of people, we have the mixtures of the situations, we have the mixture of the consciousness, soul conscious, body conscious, self-respect, real position, outwardly position. It's a mixture. Supposed to be the truth, to stay in self-respect. The mixture is, respect is there, but instead of staying in the true, that is self-respect, I want respect from others. So greatness is lost. Performing elevated action, the power is humility, is in greatness, is in humility. But instead of humility, I mix ego in it, alloy is mixed in it. So I cannot be called true gold. True gold. The golden age is called the age of truth. So that is called mixture. So when it is a mixture, it is alloy, my value, my power, my light, and my might is decreased. So what I need to do now, reach to the age of truth, so the time comes, so it's a time is telling me that I bring this truth in action. Not only just I understand this is true, it is true. Yes, I understand, I am a soul. I know, I knew it before also that I was a soul. But it's only information. Information does not reach me to this destination. Information is only on a piece of paper. By reading, I have the information 10,000 miles or 10 hours to reach this particular place. So it does not take me there. I have information. Information, if I get a flight to go to America, these many hours take. I take this flight. It's information. So it's the information, only knowledge, information doesn't, it's information, it makes me happy, but does not bring contentment, does not teach me destination. So Baba says knowledge should be light and might. So when I am understanding it, I see the knowledge in the form of light. And if we use this word many times, if we want to understand something better, we say to people in English, please, can you throw some light on this subject? Can you throw some light? It's not a torch light. No? It means the not only the information, but information becomes understanding, confirmation. Whatever is information, that is truth. It's confirmed. And then I am practicing it. Means I am in action. And that exercise brings experience. That experience is the power, because then it has become mine. It is not on a piece of paper, it has become in my life. It's not an information, I was a soul or I am a soul, but I am a soul. Soul is peace, it's love, it's purity, it's happiness. It is the power, and that power is protecting, is safety. That Baba says that when you are, this truth is there, and you are this light and might, this point is in your eyes, in your heart, the eyes will not be attracted towards anywhere. It is a strength, it is safety. So light is might. It has become experience and power. Authority. That is what is authority. Experience makes you authority. This is the authority of truth when I have practiced. Otherwise it's only a symbol, but it does not give the experience. I have used this example before as well. I have a picture of beautiful scenery of sunshine in my room. And I am hoping in dark night the sunshine is shining. But the scenery in my room does not bring light. It's a sunshine, it's a beautiful sunshine scenery. Does not bring light in the dark room. Or have a very beautiful scenery of the ocean. Nice, clean, crystal waves. But I cannot swim on the wall. The picture is on my wall, in my room, but I don't experience the freshness and coolness. I have a beautiful garden, photograph of roses, but I don't have a fragrance. So on one side it is truth, yeah, it's a true scenery, but there's no power in it. It is truth, it is, but it's not real. It's a true photograph, but it has not the power. It has not the, because the reality is not there. So I don't make it real. And so this is by practicing it is real. And that's the power, that is might. Otherwise it is artificial. It is the right picture, it is the same, the true garden was there and it is the photograph which was truth. But I have to bring it reality in action, and that is the authority. So truth makes us dance, happy. And so it means that I am free from the influences, I'm free from vices, I'm free from weaknesses. Then it means power, authority, the greatness. So my home is the origin of truth, the region of truth, the soul world. Is truth. Now I am returning home. And as Baba says, if you are returning home, the souls will go. And so soul world is called Brahma element. Great means it's Brahma. Mahatap it is called. Great element of light. It's uninfluenced element of light. So my home, so with this consciousness of practicing, being in a home, being with Baba, being soul conscious and acting with matter in harmony and yet detached, then I'm automatically following the laws of truth. I don't need to follow. It's automatically that greatness is following me because I am great. This is what Baba says. You don't have to chase the limited achievements. You stay in unlimited. So great element is unlimited. God is unlimited. Truth is essenceful but unlimited. Truth is not limited to any place, any country, any person. Truth of nature is not limited to America or India or Japan or Germany or Africa or America, wherever. Water is water and it will have coolness no matter which country it is. The fire is fire. It will burn whoever puts a hand in it. It's unbiased, unlimited. Flowers are fragrant. It's unlimited and impartial. That is truth. When his falsehood is there, then it is partiality comes. And the moment partiality comes, you lose the greatness. You lose the power. Partially you are accepted. But when the truth, even if you are not supporting them, inside they know you are truth. They might react, but internally they accept and respect. But falsehood creates partiality. So truth is impartial. Truth is unlimited. So God does not have any partiality to anyone. And so, when I am impartial, in this, with this quality, godly quality, this impartiality brings greatness. This becomes a natural quality, like flowers do not have any partiality that I go in the garden and the roses are fragrant. You go in the garden, roses are more fragrant than what I... No, they are fragrant as well. You swim in the ocean, it's less waves, and I swim in the ocean, it's more waves. No. Whatever they are natural there. There's no question of religion, caste, color or age or country. And truth is always straightforward. Sometimes some people may take time to recognize. But in fact, it has a quick effect. Truth, the falsehood, is not recognized easily. Falsehood can adopt the form of truth, and that's why it is not recognized. In the same way, sometimes truth is not recognized because we ourselves are not in true consciousness. And so it creates a little bit of confusion, is truth, truth or falsehood. But the effect of truth shows what is truth. Because Baba says the boat of falsehood shakes, a boat of truth shakes many times but doesn't sink. And the boat of falsehood goes for some time, doesn't shake, but sinks instantly, suddenly. It can go for a long time, but then the result is, because it's moving with fear, it's moving with uncertainty, insecurity, without any surety. That's called fear. And truth is sure, secure, certain. And this is why it might have some problems in proving, but in fact it self-proves when it is able to pass through all these tests. And that is what it's called great, because the greatness is visible afterwards, many tests are coming. The reason this truth is tested, because falsehood has come in existence. Otherwise there was no need to test. In the golden age there is no need of testing truth or falsehood, because there is no duality. Now it is a little bit difficult to recognize, and this is why, so God comes to give the truth about the self, truth about matter, truth about time, truth about home, truth about the kingdom. And so when we have this intoxication of golden aged kingdom is the true kingdom, but that is achieved when I have the true self-sovereignty. That is greatness. Instead of ruling others, is self-rule. Instead of asking respect, giving respect and staying in self-respect. Instead of begging, giving, being a donor. So the age of truth, the quality of truth, the sanskaras of truth. So that's why I say it's such a powerful, and that is when truth is there, that it is you have always well-wishing. The proof of that, the power is that you have good feelings, pure feelings. When the falsehood is there, you don't have good feelings. You don't have pure feelings. You don't have good wishes. Good wishes means wish good for them and have pure feeling for them. There's no purity in heart. There's not wish. It's always thinking wrong and bad for them. And so something of thinking bad, that is devilish. Does not have the power in it. And so truth, good wishes, good feeling. So not only in thought, not only in attitude, not only action, but even so deep, Baba says, even in your dreams, means conscious and subconscious, is so then, where what has become consciously practiced becomes subconscious, that is played in the sleep in form of a dream. So now we have only a dream that I want to be a wish. But then this dream of truth, true age, the dream of true home, the dream of ever pure, happy, pure and happy and harmonious will become real, true. He says, may your dream come true. So now a real dream. So what then this dream, in order to make this dream, so that we take the sanskaras in the golden age, so may your dream come true of the golden age, of the pure, pure divine being, of this great, deities are great, angels are great, Brahmins are great. So at Brahmin consciousness, we bring this greatness in us. So then this dream comes true. So it means now I make this true truth of home, of complete silence, liberation. Home means silence, purity and liberation. This is what the desire of the souls is, of all souls. Liberation means going home. Peace is this world of silence. And it's the pure world. Without purity you cannot go home. So realization of this truth brings, awakens the greatness in us. So realization of truth of the golden age brings all the divine qualities in action. That sanskaras we are making now. And according to sanskaras we will take birth in the golden age. This truth, the sanskaras of the age of truth will give us birth in the golden age, in the age of truth. And so this is why this truth in action is necessary.